This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ascot? Because I want my America back.
Show straight, Roland Martin.
Joining us from our studios in Baltimore, and for Roland Martin, the vacationing, chilling Christmas Roland, it's none other than April Ryan. Good morning. Merry Christmas to you, April.
Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad, and all that good stuff. Well, Merry Christmas Eve, everyone. As we listen out for Santa, who is transporting his goodies tonight, we want to focus a bit on our transportation systems in this country. With us this Christmas Eve morning is Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox. Merry Christmas and good morning, Secretary Fox.
Merry Christmas. Great to talk to you, April, and Merry Christmas to all the listeners.
Great. Well, Secretary Fox, in the last press conference of the year, President Obama seemed very upbeat and optimistic about getting things done in 2015. How optimistic are you when it comes to funding transportation projects next year for needed infrastructure work on older highways and roads, which translates into smoother and safer travel and jobs?
Well, it's absolutely true, April. We're very excited about the possibility that Congress will finally get a six-year transportation bill. For your listeners out there who are sitting in traffic during the work week, things are going to get worse if we don't put some substantial money into our transportation system. And the problem, of course, is that we have to spend money to do that. But we feel like we've got a reasonable chance, and I'm going to work as hard as I can. I know the president will, too.
So this is bigger than just potholes. Why should America, particularly urban America, focus on the nation's transportation system?
The reason is because we're growing. We're going to grow by 100 million people over the next 30 years, which means more cars on the road and more traffic and more congestion and more gridlock, frankly. And if we don't get ahead of it and give ourselves some choices and some new highways, some new transit, some new commuter rail, and other methods and means of getting from one place to another, we're going to have just more traffic and longer travel times, and it's going to be very inconvenient for folks if we don't figure this out.
So how does the transportation bill come into play with all of this?
Well, the transportation bill sets policy, but it also provides the funding that's necessary to help states as they build out their highway systems and transit systems across the country. And so without the federal piece of money, you know, many states are about 50% dependent on the federal government to put money into their road systems. So when the federal government doesn't put that money in, they end up cutting projects, and that means people sit in traffic longer.
So if people sit in traffic longer, there's problems getting to work. There's a lot of problems that trickle down through that. So how does that also translate into the Highway Trust Fund? You're looking for a long-term permanent fix versus this temporary infusion of money just before deadlines.
That's a great question. Years ago, Congress created something called the Highway Trust Fund. It's a pot of money that is supposed to be dedicated to this very problem. The problem is that for the last 10 years or so, the Highway Trust Fund's been running at a deficit. And every year what Congress has been doing is patching that deficit together with basically duct tape and chewing gum. So we've been running about $15 billion short every year. And to date, Congress hasn't figured out a way not only to stabilize that fund, but to put more money into it so we can get more projects done and create more jobs.
And when you talk about creating jobs, how will jobs be created for the average person, particularly for those who have problems, the demographics that have problems on the unemployment rolls in this country?
Yeah, we've done better at chipping away at unemployment and particularly the long-term unemployed, but there's still an awful lot of people out there looking for work. And in the transportation sector, you know, only 12% of the jobs are jobs related to having a college degree. And so these are jobs that people can go out and do. These are construction jobs. They're jobs that are just available when the money's being spent. And so we think that if you invest more in transportation, we're going to not only chip away at unemployment, but we're also going to have a big chance to chip away at some of the long-term unemployment.
Well, Secretary Fox, I'm so thankful on this Christmas Eve that you joined us. But you know everything about what's moving in this country. And I want to ask for my two little girls and a host of kids in this country and around the world, where is Santa Claus right now?
Santa Claus is out. He filed his flight plan with the Federal Aviation Administration. He is going to launch very shortly, and we think the sky's going to be pretty clear for him. So we're looking forward to a safe night for Santa, and hopefully he comes to your home and provides your kids and all the kids, for people listening, what they need
and
want for Christmas.
Cool. I cannot wait. I'm waiting on him. I am so excited.
he might be skipping over your house, Jay.
I have been nice, not naughty. I have been nice.
Oh, he's on the naughty list, huh?
I'm waiting outside for him. I'm not going to be outside waiting.
April, thank you. Happy holidays to you and your girls.
Oh, thanks, Jackie. Thanks, Jim. Yes. Thanks, Jay. Thank you, Secretary Fox. Merry Christmas,
thank
everyone.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, April. It is. You know
and
what?
And you too, Tiny Tim. Merry Christmas.
See? Naughty.
That's why I get so excited when Jay comes back to the show. Things just ain't normal at all anymore, huh?
Yeah, no, at all.